Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Tonight, what if the Constitution no longer applied? What if the whole purpose of the Constitution was to limit the government? What if Congress's enumerated powers in the Constitution no longer limited Congress, but were actually used as a justification to extend Congress's authority over every realm of human life? What if the president, meant to be an equal to Congress, has instead become a democratically elected, term-limited monarch? What if the president assumed that everything he did was legal just because he's the president? What if he could interrupt your regularly scheduled radio and TV programming for a special message from him? What if he could declare war on his own? What if he could read your emails and your texts without a search warrant? What if he could kill you without warning? What if Supreme Court justices no longer looked to the Constitution to determine the constitutionality of a law, but rather simply to what justices who preceded them thought about it? What if the rights and principles guaranteed in the Constitution have been so distorted in the past 200 years as to be unrecognizable by the founders? What if the 50 states were no longer sovereign entities, equals to each other, and parents of the federal government they voluntarily constituted? What if the states were mere provinces of a totally nationalized and fully centralized government? What if the Constitution was amended stealthily, not by constitutional amendments duly ratified by the states, but by the constant and persistent expansion of the federal government's role in our lives? What if the federal government decided if its own powers were proper and constitutional? What if the Constitution were no longer the supreme law of the land? What if you needed a license from the government to speak, to assemble, or to protest against the government? What if the government didn't like what you planned to say, and so it didn't give you the license? What if the right to keep and bear arms only applied to the government? What if posse comitatus, the federal law that prohibits our military from occupying our streets, were no longer in effect? What if the government considered the military an adequate dispenser of domestic law enforcement? What if cops looked and acted like troops and you couldn't distinguish the military from the police? What if you were not secure in your person, in your papers, and in your property? What if federal agents could write their own search warrants in defiance of the Constitution? What if the government could decide when you were and were not entitled to a jury trial? What if the government could take your property whenever it wanted? What if the government could continue prosecuting you until it got the verdict it wanted? What if the government could force you to testify against yourself simply by labeling you a domestic terrorist? What if the government could torture you until you said what the government wanted to hear? What if people running for president actually supported torture? What if the government tortured your children to get to you? What if government judges and government lawyers intimidated juries into convicting the innocent? What if the government could send you to your death and your innocence meant nothing so long as the government's procedures were followed? What if America's prison population, the largest in the world, was a cruel and unusual way for a country to be free? What if half the prison population never harmed anyone but themselves? What if the people had no rights except those the government chose to let them have? What if the states had no rights except to do as the federal government commanded? What if our elected officials didn't really live among us, but instead all had their hearts and homes in Washington, D.C.? What if the government could strip you of your rights because of where your mother was when you were born? What if the income tax was unconstitutional? What if the states were convinced to give up their representation in Congress? What if the government tried to ban you from using a substance in your body that is older than the government itself? What if voting didn't mean anything anymore because both political parties stand for big government? What if the government could write any law, regulate any behavior, and tax any event? The Constitution be damned. What if the government was the reason we don't have a constitution anymore? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes to love your country you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
You're listening to your host, Akeem L. on Hindsight.
It seems that a while back, as people followed you, you were really into peace at any, not at any cost, but just very peaceful. Peaceful means for the revolution. And I read an article in Ramparts, and you were into violent revolution. And now...
I'm not.
Well, that's what it stated.
No, the article in Ramparts was basically about socialism, right? And I don't believe in violent revolution. Yoko stated it very well, which is violent revolutionaries are playing the same establishment game. I believe in some of the things Jerry Rubin and A.B. Hoffman have done, like the theater in court kind of revolution. I believe in the revolution of happening and that artists... Yoko says artists don't create. Any woman can create. A man can destroy with a Coke bottle. And an artist revalues. If I'm a revolutionary, or we are revolutionaries, we're revolutionary artists, not gunmen. I believe in the Black Panther original statement, the 10-point program, which is not violent, which says to defend yourself against attack, I might consider that. But anything else, I don't consider. So I'm still for peace, peaceful revolutionary. But I'm an artist first and a politician second.
I don't know if the article was wrong or not, but it stated you were saying in your song Revolution.
What?
That in your song Revolution.
Yeah.
You wanted to change a few of the words from Count Me In to Count Me Out, or Count Me Out
no,
to Count
No,
I in.
Have both versions. Revolution, there's three versions. Number one,
but
number two, and number nine. Number nine is an abstract picture of Revolution. Number one was the single because the other boys didn't like number... No, the number two is the single because the other boys didn't like number one. They said it wasn't fast enough, so I made it fast. And sometimes I said, Count Me In, Count Me Out. The thing I regret was making a reference to Chairman Mao, which might spoil any chances I have of going to visit China, like those ping-pong people do. I'd love to go and see what's happening there. But I wrote the Chairman Mao line in the studio because I didn't have any words. What I was trying to say to the Maoist, or anybody that wanted to change the world, why go and stand in front of a policeman with a red communist flag in your hand and a big suit and all like that, and then get hit? I thought it was unsubtle. So in the song, I wasn't putting down revolution. I was saying, isn't that a bit unsubtle? But if you want to really change the thing, do it subtly in a way that the establishment can't attack, i.e. theater in court and or bed events, two virgins, things like that. Things that the establishment don't understand, therefore they can't kill it.
Right,
I know about some things about you. Things like when we first met, you brought me that album of Sioux music, Sioux Indian music. I'd like to know how interested you are in Indians, and are you interested in, quote, the Red Revolution and power for the Red Indian, you know, that kind of thing. Are you interested?
Yeah.
What are American people doing for Indians? That's a big question over in Europe.
Yeah, I'm getting more and more interested in that. First, I was just interested in Indians like a kid at the cowboy movies. That's how it started. And then I come from the Midwest where there are there are Indians everywhere.
Yeah.
But I mean, I used to see some as a kid.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I guess you just develop a feeling that's so tragic, that whole period of me lie like incidents, the Sand Creek Massacre, the Custer's wiping out of the Indians at
Washita. I just heard something very interesting on the what are those Indians down, the Incas and those other ones that could write.
Well, Aztecs and...
The Mayans.
Oh, the Mayans.
I was reading, somebody on TV was talking about how one of the when the Spanish came, these priests burned for 30 days all the Mayan books, so there was none left, and his reason was... it's either the word of God, and we've already got that, so we'll destroy it, and if it isn't, it's the work of the devil. So they destroyed the whole Mayan culture, literature, which was very good and very aware, and there was about three books left which sort of say, you know, got up and went to work, and there's not enough words for them to work out what the language was.
That's right,
and
just one man destroyed a whole
written... one up for Christianity.
Culture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the man who led the Indians against... who led the cavalry against the Indians at the Sand Creek Massacre was... a man of the cloth.
Oh, yeah.
Not that all
you had
men
a good,
of the cloth.
You had an interesting Indian on your show you were telling me about, too.
I have. I had a man who was also a great authority on Indians. I'd love
he was at Custer's last stand or something.
No, he was a friend of Curly, who was Custer's scout, John Neihardt.
Oh. You didn't know he was an Indian freak, did you? So but what
the
about
thing
the
is
Red
you
Revolution
feel like
then?
You maybe
know,
you
I mean,
could...
What's going
to
happen?
You feel so frustrated at what was done to the Indians in the past that you feel like you should do something for their descendants now, who are still getting it.
Well, I know,
ways.
They're illiterate and not educated, not looked after. I mean, they're like, I don't know if they're having it worse than black people here, but it's pretty rough for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very bad, and I think it's good that people have a sense of conscience about it and are doing something about it.
Well, they've made so much money out of the Indians. At first they took the land, and then they made movies about them taking the land, you know? It's a bit mean, you know. But we always used to stick up for the Indians in Britain on the movies, you know?
I heard that in one movie they were making in which they did the Custer battle, which has never been done well on the screen, but anyway, they used the crows as the ones who attacked Custer, whereas actually the crows were the scouts for Custer.
Oh, I see.
And the Sioux, who were working on the picture, were furious and said, if it hadn't been for us, there wouldn't have been any Custer battle.
Well, it's like Nixon having a Japanese watch, isn't it?
Having a what?
Japanese watch, you know.
Does he have a Japanese watch?
He does, yeah, with a Spyro Agnew watch. He has Japanese
I didn't realize
But
that.
What's happening with the Indians? I mean, what are they doing for them, you know? Don't they legally really own the land?
Not
like
enough. Interestingly enough, some conservative politicians seem to be more concerned for the Indians than some liberal
Maybe
politicians.
Maybe they've realized how many there are on the whole American continent, including the South.
How many
people
votes
think there's only a few Indians left. There's millions of them in the whole continent of America, which includes South America. And one day they're going to be asking for their rights. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't standing next to the black people, too. Yeah. So it's either give now or die later, I reckon.
You're live with DJ Joey Bounce, L Bay, on The Bottom Line.
Thought you ain't know the call, bitch.
Man.
I thought you was smart,
ho.
Why you play your part, ho?
I thought you was bagging, you went put that on the blog, ho. I thought you would scream, my nigga. I thought you would kill her. You say you gon' shoot me. Why you talk that shit on Twitter? I'm getting real money. No, it's not a secret. No, it's no facade.
No, it's not a secret.
How you gon' beat the charge, putting your whole life on the blog?
Answer that question.
How you gon' suck and fuck me, then tell my bitch you the laws, ho? How you gon' go against the grain? I can't fuck with you at all, ho. I really like the thug seat. I guess he's scared to add me. I'm hitting up front of back and shit like, fuck my baby daddy. Yeah, fuck his tired ass. Fuck that nigga. He ain't shit. Want me to stay in the house while he somewhere with that bitch? Hold up. I'm a real nigga. I don't pillow talk about nigga. He heard rumors about the fucking all now. He say he gon' kill her. I heard rumors. He gon' spaz out if he ever see me with her. There's no rumor. Come the right way, cause you know I keep my pillow. Hey. Why you gon' make a fake page and DM my bitch and tell her my bitch?
Why you do that?
How you gon' try to deny it? I know it was you. It wasn't no witness.
I know it was.
How you gon' say you my dog?
Huh?
But you fucking up with the enemy.
You over there.
How you gon' say you a man, but all in your feelings you got some bitch tendencies?
Pussy.
I thought you was smart.
I thought you was smart.
Why you ain't play your part?
Why you play your part?
I thought you was bagging. You went put that on the blog. I thought you would scream, my nigga. I thought you would kill her. You say you gon' shoot me. Why you type that shit on Twitter?
Shit on Twitter.
I'm getting real money. No, it's not a secret. No, it's no facade.
No, you're not a secret.
How you gon' beat the charge, putting your whole life on the blog?
Answer that question.
How you gon' suck and fuck me, then tell my bitch you the laws, ho? How you gon' go against the grain? I can't fuck with you at all, ho. How you say you on curve trying to post shit to make me mad, bitch? I had to cut you off, put you in the past like my last bitch. How you gon' say you gangster when you see me in public and bitched up?
Yeah.
But on the net talking tough, gon' let her come and get you hit up. Hey. Been a foe, never should I. Put the police in the building, never would I. Niggas talking crazy, I don't let it fade me. Why you mad? I never understood why. Build a bitches on the internet trying to bash me. Should I call a horn fast or should I be green? Play some get back with her. Fuck a friend, make a man. Hey. Why you playing and we don't catch you? We send shots at your man. Had a clan pull up in vans and pop you like a Zan. I thought she was smart, she couldn't play a part. I had to pass on. Bitch, you had Tiffany on the way and was gonna put a new ass on me.
Right.
I thought you was smart,
you
ho.
Was smart.
Why you play your part,
you
ho?
Your part.
I thought you was bagging, you went put that on the blog, ho. I thought you would scream, my nigga. I thought you would kill her.
You
say you gon' shoot me. Why you type that shit on Twitter?
Shit on Twitter.
I'm getting real money. No, it's not a secret. No, it's no facade.
No, you're not a secret.
How you gon' beat the charge, putting your whole life on the blog?
After that question.
How you gon' suck and fuck me, then tell my bitch you the laws, ho? How you gon' go against
Joey Bounce, L Bay, on the bottom line.
There is no mystery God. Absolutely no mystery God. There is no God in the sky, and there is no devil under the ground. Heaven is not in the sky, and hell is not under the ground. Heaven and hell are conditions of the mind, states of existence, and states of being. So Jesus told us to stop looking for heaven in the sky. He said the kingdom of heaven is within you, and that we are the temples of the living God, that the living God lives in our temple, and he does not inhabit the sky, but he inhabits the higher realms of the heavens, of the realm of the secret innermost chamber of the subconscious chamber of the soul of man and woman. And this power bursts forth and emanates forth from him to set in motion a universal order based on principle and law. All of this set in motion by a divine power and a divine force that never dies. It's constant. It just changes form. God is in man. Can't be in any man. He's got to be in the original man. Because if God is the first and everything comes from him, then he can't wait for anything else. He brings everything else into existence. There could be no white man if there were no black man. It is biologically and genetically impossible for the recessive white man to produce the dominant yellow baby. Biologically and genetically impossible for the recessive yellow man and woman to produce the dominant brown baby. Biologically and genetically impossible for the recessive brown man and woman to produce the dominant black baby. But that black man and his woman, the father and the mother of it all, can produce black, can produce brown, can produce red, can produce yellow. And if the seed runs wild or mutates in the womb of the black woman, can even produce an albino, something which is whiter than white, 180 degrees in either direction.
With DJ Joey Bounce, L Bay on the bottom line.
I used to let the mic smoke, now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn, but think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music, maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, converted into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named another enemy, not even a friend of me. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and have to stare in your face. You seem stunned, remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher. When you start to stutter, that's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. Joke. Serious as cancer. Who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you're taking home, breaking and bite. Two pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and ask for more of yours. Then you figured, you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that can aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you're all BDJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait till each day play him. So I'ma have to diss, and broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. The microphone like a grudge. See, you hold a record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent. I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily. So pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one. There'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following the fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling. Nobody beats the art, so stop yelling. David, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruption till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke. Cause everything is real on the serious tip. Keep playing and I'd experience quick. And I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of trouble, stay in darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone. Cause the heat is on, you see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke.
From the Egyptian Church of Christ. This program is for one group of people and one group only, the children of God. You no longer have to wonder or wander off the straight path. For those that want to make a difference, for those that want to know the truth to so many unanswered questions, for those who are truly concerned about their souls, and for those that are tired of the devil taking control of everything in their lives and the lives of their children. The devil manipulates our children through the media and music and controls how they feel about themselves. As a result, the children leave the churches running to the streets where they are destroying their minds and their bodies, which is the temple of God, with drugs, tattooing, body piercing, weird hairstyles, unbeknownly realigning and transforming themselves away from their image and into the image and likeness of the beast. Thus they lose interest in self and kind. You know the devil has a kingdom right here on earth. How do you know? Because in the Lord's Prayer, we ask that God's kingdom comes to earth. When we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This program is set up for those who want to bring God's kingdom to earth. According to the scripture, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness shall be added to you. Therefore, we must take back control of our lives. We, as the Egyptian Church of Christ, are reaching out to embrace all the children of God. As it states in Psalms 82:6, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Next, you will be listening to our pastor, Reverend Dr. Malachi Z. York L., in question and answer form.
Reverend York, I've been listening to the radio program. It appears that God is flesh and bone, like he's flesh like a man, and I've always been taught that he's a spirit. Could you explain that, please? Or
I'll try to do my best. What people again miss is that when they read the Bible, and they read the Bible as we do from the Christian standpoint of view, and by that I mean, when I say standpoint of view, I mean where we stand and how we look at it.
Right.
Now, we're standing in between the Quran or Quran of the Muslims or Mohammedan and the Torah or the Tanakh of the original Hebrews or Israelites.
Right.
We're standing in between, and our view is that we have our back towards the future and our eyes looking towards the past. You follow that? And when we deal with the Lord Jesus Christ and we refer to him as Lord, we oftentimes make a mistake with theos and kurios, two different words being used in the New Testament in Greek, which wouldn't have been in the Torah, Tanakh, if we was looking at it in Hebrew. We wouldn't even see it that way.
Right.
The distinction would be very clear if we were standing in the Hebrew doctrine. But because it then moved out of Hebrew into Greek, into Latin, into English, into New English, into the Modern Standard Version, into the Revised Standard Version, there's a King James Version of the Bible, and no longer a God's Version of the Bible. And even when we use the word God, we're now into Gut and in German in another language, and we move back to Theos to Greek, and then we're in a Greek language, and then we got to go back to Elohim, Adonai, Hashem, Ulum, El Roy, Shaddai, El, and all of these different Hebrew terms for different forms of deity or God, right? We become very confused. And that's why oftentimes when people say God is flesh and bone, or as the black Muslims used to teach, that God came to them in the person of a man named W.F. Muhammad or Wali Dar Farad or whatever name you want to use, they say he came in person, and a lot of people would attack them, especially the Orthodox Muslims, they would attack the black Muslims and saying you can't say that Allah comes in flesh. And then meanwhile, when we as Christians are talking to the Hebrew, who are really the foundation of Christianity, because as you know, Jesus was of the tribe of Judah, he was an Israelite, which would make him a descendant of Abraham,
15:32.
Which means he was in actuality a Hebrew and kept Hebrew doctrine. The Hebrew concept of God being a spirit stays alive until you get to Jesus. You follow? Then at the time of Jesus, it starts to take on this change of God being in the flesh. You follow? Now, that doesn't mean that you, if you go back to the Tanakh, you won't see it. But you won't see it if you go back to the Old Testament in English, not the way it's written and been translated, because most of the people that are sitting around with an English translation of the Bible, Old and New Testament, are using a Christian stand point of view again. If you was in a Muslim or Muslim society, you'd be in a Muslim stand point of view. If you was in a Jewish or Hebraic society or Judaic society, you'd be in a Jewish stand point of view. If you belong to the Masonic order, then you would be within inside another frame of thinking, which would be in a Masonic standpoint of view, where we overlook all of the beliefs and the doctrines and the dogmas and the translations and the interpretations, and base our principles on deity itself. So let me make that clear. When they say, and as I've been teaching, God is in flesh, you get caught up with, let's say, the Bible, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. And it reads, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try that spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And the word they got there for God is theos again, which would be equivalent, if it was in the right language of the Bible in Hebrew, to the Elohim, and not to, with the Greek kurios, Lord, which would be equivalent to Adonai. And Adonai has come in physical form. Right?
Genesis
now,
18,
verse 2 reads, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. You see that? Know ye the Spirit of God. And that's the spirit part of God. Right? Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. If a spirit being is willing to confess that Jesus Christ, you see that, has come in the flesh, he is of God.
Okay.
Now, notice how it says, he is of God. So they're at this point separating the Lord Jesus Christ from being God.
Right.
From being his Father God, as we say in the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Right.
You follow? But you see Christ, you see God through his works. For the Spirit of God moveth through Christ.
Right.
But Christ is not the God, his own Father.
Right.
But of God, his Father. And
John
every spiritual 11. Being bears witness of the personification of Christ in flesh. This doesn't mean that he came as God. It means he was amongst the spirit beings in the beginning.
Right.
He was one of the children of God. He was one of those Elohim that was to come in the flesh. He was like another form of an angel that comes down as a messenger of God. But this was no ordinary angel. But this angel was called the Son of God.
Matthew 6:29
Group of angels were called the sons and daughters of God, separating them from the seraphim and the cherubim, two groups of angels, or the thrones, another group of angels, right? They were they called them, I said before, Bane Elohim. They were part of the Elohim. But when we get down the Bible, we start reading it, you got to watch this. No man has seen, this is again, 1 John chapter 4, now it's verse 12. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Now the word for God there is theos again. This goes back to Elohim. And it says that
to hell, we're running a rat race, but with a hare and a tortoise. They tell us to go back home, then why they don't support us? You can sell your soul for any of these quarters, but I'm trying to liberate the mothers and daughters. You say go, but I say no. If Adam was the first man, shouldn't he have an AFO? That was Cain Abel, the finest equal. In the land of not if they were the only people. Sipping through these monsters harder than finding Nemo. The past to burn your bad like mustard gas and chemo. If you're going ham, stay away from me, bro. I hate to have to choose between the two lesser evils. Cast it some more people, precision. They use worship to cause division, making sure I'm beginning with this. If we find the pieces to the puzzle that's missing, learning how to run our business, getting it, sovereignty gritting. Some people just need to learn to shut up and listen. Think you know everything, but fail to realize the mission. I'm talking to these Hebrews, Muslims, or Christians. Anyone who's rocking finish control religions. Your mission's heard for the son of Don. I got you wondering what I'll be on. The secret is you're in North Rocky Pool line. I'm a root con.
Call it back again. Yeah, call it back again. Call it back again. For sure, we the God. That's right, we the God. Not saying that there isn't any God. However, you put your energy into your most high. The secret that's getting lost between you and I.
It's harmony, so peace to the night. The energy that's formed in the sky. Up high, like you're flying in the jet. Retrograde like the plans that you've done in flesh. So let's rest, because we on a long quest. Many times in this life cycle, on to the next intersection. Supreme intelligence of perfection is my confession that you're on a vacation in time of motion. Vibrate fast on the frequency high motion. I'm coasting like I'm going down here. Fire, earth, air, water is the element shield of you, the God in flesh. Known to man that it's so complex. And yes, nothing greater or less to the bounds of our creation at its best potential. The lowest point of your visual to 0, 29, 29, back to 0. Now who's the hero? Dedicated to one of the oldest people on earth that exist right now that has been found and ready to be crowned. King is a beautiful thing to the fullest climax, power filled with energy. Peace to the God.
Call it back, it's me. Yeah, call it back, it's me. Call it back, it's me. For sure, we the God. That's right, we the God. Not saying that there isn't any God. However, you put your energy into your most high. The secrets that's getting lost between you and I.
To the bottom line on the information station, Hindsight Radio.
So our people not only have to be re-educated to the importance of supporting black business, but the black man himself has to be made aware of the importance of going into business. And once you and I go into business, we own and operate at least the businesses in our community. What we will be doing is developing a situation wherein we will actually be able to create employment for the people in the community. And once you can create some employment in the community where you live, it will eliminate the necessity of you and me having to act ignorantly and disgracefully boycotting and picketing some cracker someplace else trying to dang him for a job. Anytime you have to rely upon your enemy for a job, you're in bad shape.
Follow DJ Joey Bounce on Facebook at facebook.com/DJ Joey Bounce.
Folks, this brother is so hard to catch up. We've been trying to get him on Washington Watch for a long time, and I had to do so. Come all the way to California to the 2011 All-Star Game to hook up with Russell Simmons. He's got a new book out. It is Super Rich, A Guide to Having It All. Russell, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you, brother. You know, I was in Washington, and I missed you.
I know that, so that's what I'm saying.
And
so
I called ahead and everything.
I understand.
You're a little tough to catch as well.
Well, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Let's jump right into it. I've heard many different interviews. I read different interviews. I talked to you on Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Yeah.
And your critics, the first thing they say, Russell, you got it all. You got money. You're getting paid. So how all of a sudden are you now deciding to tell people there's a different way to have it all? When you hear that, what do you say?
Well, I think that criticism is legitimate. I hear it so often. I don't think it makes real good sense since your mother and your father and your preacher, your rabbi, imam, or
right.
your prophet, your scripture all told you that having it all comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's told to you over and over again. I mean, of course, people forget, but it's etched in stone. You know, it's in each prophet's mouth and each teaching. So this book is about the same truth that you already have etched inside you. The idea is to have it ring a bell.
Here's what jumps out. I was at a church in Dallas several years ago, and they honored the member of the year. This woman didn't have a car, didn't have much money, but the pastor said, whenever somebody was sick, she was always at the hospital first. When his father died, she was there taking care of him. And what they talked about was, they said she had a prosperous spirit. Now, when people hear spiritual prosperity, what's interesting is this woman, the pastor said, she didn't have a lot of money, she didn't have cars, but her spirit was prosperous because she was a giving woman.
There is a point in the book that was tough for me because I wanted to make sure that people got this message. I didn't want to tell them that you could have a prosperous spirit and you would be happy and that was all. Because I know that is not attractive to a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are entitled, we need to empower ourselves. And maybe if we believe at the end there's some payoff, then we'll start to walk a different path. I can remind you that, of course, the story of Puffy is in that book. The story of Leo Cohen, the story of Kevin Lyles, the story of Julie Greenwald, the story of Michael Kaiser, all the people were my intern became president.
Right.
The story of David Geffen as a intern working in the mailroom, all those stories are in the book. But those stories about people who went to work, they were focused on the present. They were giving. They were making sure everybody was better
right.
as interns. And when you make sure everybody's better as an intern, you study your craft, one day you're the leader. You're still a servant, but they look to you for leadership because you're making them better.
But the struggle seems to be, for a lot of people, they see it as, 100% this, 100% that. So, for instance, I'll talk to people and they'll say, well, you know, I want to have a bigger house, want to have more money. And I say, look, I understand it. I get that. But if you don't have a sense of happiness inside, if you don't have a sense of contentment, then even when you get that, you still may not be content. You still may not be happy, and you still might be miserable.
See, I would contend, and this is a, people say this is more Eastern philosophy, but it's written in the Bible and the Quran and the Torah as well. The contentment is not partly inside as a result. You know, and there is nothing on the outside that will make you happy. Money does not make you happy under any circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Happy does make you money, though, this attractive giver.
What jumps out, one thing, in writing this where you said, wow, this is where I am today. This is where I used to be. And even I'm surprised about that growth, that evolution.
What I learned is that when I look back and I'm trying to explain what it is that promotes this kind of prosperity or this kind of happiness inside, I can look back now after having read scripture and look and say, well, this is what they mean. Like, we talk about being awake or fully awake, and what I call super rich is a state of needing
mm-hmm.
nothing. The same thing could be described, nirvana would be the state of needing nothing, or a state of yoga, or Christ consciousness, a state of needing nothing. It's a blissful state. When does that happen? So there's a chapter called Work is Prayer, to make work your prayer. Because when I was making these records, all I could hear was the melody. I was focused on the melody. Every so often I might break focus. And I'd break focus and I'd think, wait till they hear this. I never thought, when till the money comes.
It's DJ Joey Bounce, L. Bay, on The Bottom Line.
What if I was to tell you right now that Jesus really don't exist?
What the fuck? Yo, what the hell are you
talking? I just want you to calm down and talk to me.
What is you talking about, man? What the fuck you mean Jesus don't exist? What's wrong with you? What the?
That was a trick by the white man.
What the fuck, man? I did not tell you something wrong with you, man.
Why?
Because Jesus always exists. What the? How the hell you think all these people got over here, man?
And you think Jesus had something to
do
with that?
That's right. He made man. He made lady.
So what did Jesus do for you?
He did nothing for me. Kept me living right here, man. What the hell you talking about Jesus don't exist, man? What the hell you think you at? Why you think you here? Huh? What the? Man, what's wrong with you, man?
What I'm saying, you've been praising Jesus all your life.
That's right.
What if I was to tell you that bastard never really existed?
Yo, watch your fucking mouth right here, man. Watch your motherfucking mouth. What the fuck you talking about Jesus like that? Man, who the fuck is you? Now you're fucking up now, man. Now you're fucking up now, man.
Not only religion, but the goddamn white man. They want to choose the white man over their own mother.
You a Jesus man.
I believe in God, yes. I believe in God and Jesus, yes.
Was he a white man or a black man?
I believe he's white.
Come on over here. You see Marcus Garvey, Jesus Christ, and Malcolm X. Which one of these men means more to you in your life?
Jesus Christ.
Why Jesus Christ?
Because he's everything.
How?
He's everything. He's all. He created me. He loves me.
If you was to choose between Marcus Garvey, Jesus Christ, and Malcolm X, which man means more to you today in your life?
I probably say Jesus. I probably say Jesus, cause.
Point to the man that means a lot.
Probably say Jesus.
What about you, sir?
Who is this again?
Marcus God.
I would say Jesus.
Jesus.
I would say Jesus.
Jesus.
This one here.
Yeah, in the middle.
How about you?
Jesus.
Which one of these men mean more to you in your life today? Jesus Christ, Marcus Garvey, or Malcolm X?
Jesus Christ.
Which one?
Jesus Christ.
Which one? If I was to tell you that there's really no Jesus on the planet, what would go through your mind?
That you don't know the truth.
So do you suppose Jesus was a white man, though? Keep it real.
If he lived in Israel, it must be white. Yes. Right now.
I believe God has a lot to do in my personal life.
Okay.
Because I come from a Christian family anyways. So I think that because I was raised in that environment,
mm-hmm.
growing up in that environment kind of makes me think about you know, having God in everything that I do, I just believe that it would be, it kind of helps me with my decisions.
Indeed. I want to point out two things. Well, three things, rather. It's interesting because we got the perspective of two young ladies who are friends. She spoke about her upbringing in her household, and you did as well. And her household, her grandfather speaks about Malcolm X. Your household leans more towards the Christian aspect of doing things. And we pointed to Jesus Christ, and you said God.
You're live with DJ Joey Bounce, L. Bay, on The Bottom Line.
More to you in your life.
God.
Right here. Jesus. Why Jesus?
You know, because he the Savior. He did everything, you dig? He saved everybody. But props to Malcolm X, though. Malcolm X and Martin Luther King.
Yeah. It's DJ Joey Bounce, L. Bay, on The Bottom Line.
What up, y'all? Peace to the gods. What's going down? Sitting in on The Bottom Line. Today is Sunday, October the 1st, 2017. And I'm your host, Joey Bounce, L. Bay. And peace to the gods, and welcome to the show. We're going to do a short show tonight. We're broadcasting live from Atlanta. Got the crew in here with me. Y'all could probably hear, I don't know, they was talking shit in the background earlier. Shit, we hanging out. But peace to the gods. We're going to open up the call lines tonight. We're not even going to go very deep tonight to any subjects. I'd like to welcome you to the show. If you're sitting in on the call line, the call in number is 425-569-5169. Make sure you press the number one, get yourself in the call line, and holler at me. And we're going to take some calls tonight. We're going to answer your questions. Go get yourself in the call line. Press the number one. Go on, get in there. Had a good seminar yesterday here in Atlanta. We'll be going over nationality in these seminars. We have a new seminar coming up in New York. It'll be next month. Actually, I'm sorry. It'll be this month. Shit. We're already in October. October the 13th, 14th, and 15th. We'll be in New York, up in Harlem. You get your tickets for that. Your seats are $300 a seat. You can get your tickets from my site, makemorecommerce.com. You can also pick them up from IkeemL.com for that particular seminar. All right. So without further ado, tonight we're going to open the call lines and get into some calls, see what's going on out there. And holla at y'all. Let's go to the call line. Let's see what's happening. 720-535. You got a question or a comment on The Bottom Line. What's going on? All right. Let's go to the next one. 414-331. What's happening? Must be talking to myself. 414-331. All right, let's go to 718.
Okay.
There we go. Peace to the God.
Okay. Peace to the God, Joey Bounce. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Can
you
hear me?
What's happening?
What's the deal? What's the deal? The time for Brownsville. What's going on? My sister ain't here to hold me back. I'm all right. This is why I want to say, call this little guy. Call him. Go to your mother. Move. Here, go. Hold on, Joey. Hold it. Listen, I know y'all doing like, I saw something online. They could correct the credit in 2 days. You know about that?
Uh-huh. There's a lot of things you can correct your credit that quick. I don't know about that, though. What are you speaking about?
I know tonight's show is about peace to all y'all out there. Live long and stay strong. What happened is that I saw something. I know y'all gonna talk about clear the cleanup tonight. And what happened, like,
but we're going to keep it short tonight. So we're just going to open the call line tonight. We'll go into that another week. Answer your questions about it. I'm going to answer your questions tonight. We're opening up. It's the open call line tonight. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, now. See, me, I always talk about something that nobody talk about. Now, say, like, once you create a number, right? So that you create a number. Can you open up an EIN with that number that is created?
What kind of number you create?
Well, you know, it's 9 digits.
Well, I mean, yeah.
All numbers
you
is
go,
9 digits.
You go get it from
digits.
The IRS. So the question I'm going to ask you is, what type of EIN you trying to set up? A business? State? What you trying to set up?
Anything CPN, that you can create a number with? No. You say CPN? I create a number and then they acknowledge it. They create a number. I create a number and they acknowledge it, and I can apply for anything because they acknowledge that number.
Who is acknowledging the number? Who's that?
Be
more specific.
So if I want to do a business, I created a number, and with it, when I want to set up for a business, I'm being specific now. I want to set up for business, and the number I created, and they acknowledge it because it got tri-merged and stuff like that. And will it be accepted, or you never heard of that before?
Of course, it would be accepted. You got the number from the IRS if it's the EIN number. EIN numbers. The only number that you can't use, man, is a 9-8.
Okay, all right.
Trying to build credit. Everything else, you can go out there and build credit with it. Business EIN,
I ain't on
state
that.
EIN.
Now, CPN one thing.
Number.
I got one other question. I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna let you go to the line. For what happened, I'm not gonna hold you hostage, right?
I'm
gonna let you bounce all over the place. Now the other question I want to say, now I got my trade lines, right? And then I want to move on to the next tier, right? How long do I have to stay in the first tier to get to the second tier? How many months do I have to stay in the first tier to get to the second tier?
With the what? With the trade line?
Yes.
You kind of asking an irrelevant question there. That's kind of irrelevant.
Wow. You got me stuck.
Trade lines fall off, dog. Trade lines not guaranteed. They may stay on for like 30 days, and then after that, they're going to fall off.
Okay, but I want to move up
to
the
organic way,
man. Okay, the organic way. What do you mean by the organic?
Do it the organic way, man. The organic way.
Take your time, brother. Oh yeah, I'm gonna take my time. and then I'll move up to different tier. Okay, you ain't giving it up, so I'm gonna let you take the next caller, and I'll see
you
come back to New York.
I just told you, man.
You ain't giving it up,
man.
Yeah, but I mean, like, organic.
Hey,
I don't want
to
tie up the line.
Take your time.
You know this was, you know this is down from Brownsville. You know what I'm saying? You know where I came at, huh?
Man, listen, man.
He's
just shocked
all
you
out there.
Trade.
Yeah.
Man, listen, you talk about tiers and all this stuff, man. If you get you a trade line, man, you can only use it for about 30 days.
I understand that. I got like about, okay, hold it. I'm gonna get real now. I'm gonna stop playing around. Now credit, so like if
you
I get a credit card, I get Capital One. I get a Capital One. That's 2 trade lines, correct?
Okay, now what you're asking me is about credit experience. So I don't know how many trade lines Capital One is. That's 1 trade line. Why would it be more
okay.
than one?
Okay, so that means I got...
based on credit history.
Okay, so basically I got to get 6 cars to get 6 trade lines and move to the next level.
Basically.
I don't know. Okay, basically, cool. Take the next caller, Joey.
You need to
holler
at me in the closet, man, so I can I can really break it down to you, man.
I definitely, you know, this
you did the webinar that I just taught, the business credit webinar, because I did go over that.
Okay, definitely, you know, definitely. I got to get some more loot, and then I'm a hoop. You know, I'm a holler. All
right,
you know.
Do that.
all right, later, y'all. I'm thinking, right, I'm listening. All
right, peace. All right,
peace.
All right. All right, let's go to 314-280. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods.
What's up, Mark? What's happening?
I thought Dr. Seth was gonna be on next week. Move us on. No, I'm gonna turn it off.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say, brother?
I think Dr. Seth, I thought that she was gonna be on this week.
You know, I ain't talked to Seth today. You know, I'm not sure what she got going on. I said might be on the line, but we're doing a short show tonight. So, if I said, if actually what we'll probably do is end up doing her show next week because I haven't talked to her yet today. She might be on the line. Let me see.
I had all the family.
You got the family there? Let me see if I said it's around. Let me see. I didn't think she was on the air because I hadn't heard from her. We was gonna do a short one today. Let me see if she on the line. She is not on the line, brother. So I think she got something going on today. So we'll have her on next week.
Okay. My daughter wants to speak here.
You gotta come a little closer. We can't hear you way back there.
Can you hear me better?
We can hear you good.
Okay, so I have a challenge that I wanted to share with your audience, if that was okay with you. It was a little short, just something special, but it's on the topic y'all was just expressing.
Okay, what kind of talent you got that you want to share with us?
Life? What? I'm a poet.
You're a poet. So
I was blessed. Yes.
I was blessed.
I was blessed. I'm a blessed one. So,
his daughter. Okay, go ahead and share your poem.
Okay.
Let's hear what you got. Go ahead. We got a short show.
I'm about to tell you a poem. It's called Life as a Black Woman. But this is the topic which I was just talking about. Okay, Miss. Life as a Black Woman with no strings attached. Life as a Black Woman is stressful, that's a fact. Come into my world so you can see life as a Black Woman. Probably not for you, but this is reality to me. I stand in long lines waiting for assistance, and what do I see? All my Black sisters standing there right behind me. Some mad, some happy, many ready to leave. We take what is given as breadcrumbs to me, but I'm thankful for this assistance because it provides my family a way to eat. So I'm sitting in a place I won't be long, waiting on my Prince Charming to take me home to a throne I await. Every Black woman has a safe place to be treated like a queen. Every Black woman is what I mean. Life as a Black woman. You like? Did you enjoy that?
I like it. Life as a Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
How long you been a poet? How long you been a poet?
I don't know. I guess all my life. I mean, you could say, but once I got older, it went to a whole different level, a whole different superior ability.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming in and sharing that.
Yeah, but I mean, I got a short one that's just about the topic that y'all was just talking about. It's real short, 30 seconds. Can I get 30 more seconds of your time?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Could it be my life is getting better and better because I believe? Is it true the way I think keep me blue? What could I say? Who could I be? Am I a powerful being living in this flesh, living in this reality, who forsakes my soul and makes me believe that I'm nothing, disposable, a homeless person with class? How can I explain that this path I have been taking, I am the one who can I get?
Go ahead, girl. Keep going.
How can I explain that this path I have been taking, I am the one to blame? Can I conquer my fears? Can I explain? I am taking the blame. I am so ashamed. Because the truth gives me light. The truth has a name. The truth is me. I am a call for a thunder and rain. Still, let me explain. You must love yourself, learn yourself, conquer yourself to understand the truth. The truth lies in you. Not no man, no woman, no game, no car, no gold ring. In you. Find you and then you will see. Your life is in your hands. You control your reality.
Right, I like that one. I like that.
Well, thank you for listening.
I'm gonna invite you to come on whenever you want and share your poems, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, no doubt. No doubt. Thank you for calling. We appreciate y'all.
All right. Hey, Joe, we're chomping up next week, brother.
Okay, brother.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'm going to say peace to
God. All right. Peace to God. All right. Let's go to 314-680. You're on the bottom line. Open call line. It's going down. 314-680. St. Louis, 314. All right, we're going to keep it moving. Go to 619-946. Peace to the God.
I'm here, Joey. I don't know what's going on with everybody else's phone. What's good?
I don't know what's going on with their phones. It sounds like Philippian.
Huh?
Who this? Philippian?
Yeah, you said it right. You said it right. Peace to the God.
Okay,
you said it right.
Man.
What's good?
I'm just cooking.
I hope the seminar was off the chain, man. I really hope
seminar
was great.
Nah,
we working on New York. We getting everything set up for New York City. You know, all the money, you getting
the
team
together. Make sure you come out.
We getting ready for New York, you know what I mean? So that's what
we
want to be at.
We're going to be there next week, 2 weeks from now.
True. We working it. Two things, real quick. Well, I'm going to comment on the first brother that called in that was, like, rambling like crazy. I don't know what he was trying to say something, but he didn't really know what he was trying to say. But, you know, his mind was everywhere, but that's cool. But I think he was talking
about
business credit.
Brother.
I think he was talking about business credit, and, you know, I do business credit. I help people with business credit.
He was talking about business credit, but he wasn't being specific, though.
But he was nowhere in Pacific at all. He was all over the place.
Yeah, no, because in the webinar that I just did a couple of weeks ago, I actually went over the tiers that he's referring to. And he's referring to business.
Oh, okay.
There are three tiers. But he asked about tiers for trade lines. He asked about tiers for...
He didn't understand. He was all confused.
It's
all
right.
My brother was
all
confused. Right. But it's
be
okay.
Like that sometimes.
You know what I mean? Yes, I did.
It's a good brother, though. He came out to one of the seminars for New York.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
So what's up, man?
Big up the sister with the poem. That shit was hot.
Thank you for coming in, sister. We appreciate the poetry.
Love you always bringing them feminine energy, man. That's what's up. That's a good connection.
I gotta have a feminine energy on my mind, man. You know, we not balanced.
I know. I don't know how it coming through on your show a lot. That's what's up. My question, right?
I guess that's the answer. What can I say?
I'm dealing with credit repair. I got a credit repair company that I started. You know, I've been working it, getting a lot of results thanks to Hindsight University, where I studied and learned all my info from, and then built on top of that. Now, you know, my thing was, right, with these lawsuits, right? I know we've been taught about the lawsuits. How would I actually represent and do a lawsuit for somebody? Would it just be a basic power of attorney to go in and, like, speak
to
them and say, yo, you owe this person?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically what you could do is like if it's their estate, you could take executorship, you could do power of attorney. You would need to have the power of attorney and all of that. And then you could put that on the record and then you could go in and file for them.
But now that could just be done
power of attorney.
Okay. Now that could be done between me and the client, a basic draft up and notarized, correct? And that is standard law.
It could be very basic. If you want to check out my site, I got a power of attorney on my website, and it may be helpful.
Do?
Trying to, yeah, I do.
Okay, I definitely need that.
If I got one on my
site. Getting to that level, to that next point with some clients.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It works well. You just need to sign it, get it notarized, and then you can do it either based on. There's two ways you can do it. You can either do it based on like the estate giving power of attorney, or the straw man giving power of attorney to the estate. The executor, or you can do it where somebody gives their power of attorney over to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking in reference to giving it over to me or a company.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. That's, you can do that.
Pretty much.
Yeah, check out my site. I got a good template up there for you.
All right, I'm gonna holler at you with that then. That'll be once well. I got one more. If you didn't dealing with, I know my brother called a couple of weeks ago, spoke to Jonah on the radio for a good moment about, like, he had a domestic violence issue, and they kicked him out of his house, and they was trying to charge him, but they had no evidence. Now, they actually locked him up, right? Came to the house, and he violated it. Somebody put, I guess his wife put out, domestic violence, right? But no evidence was done. But they actually went and trumped up an order, and put the order in and tried to serve him, but, they couldn't serve him, but then they moved on the order. What ways could you move in that? Would you still have to go back to the beginning charge and say, prove this? Because they actually locked you up for something, but does that have to do with, like, you being married or something where they could have jurisdiction if somebody makes a claim like that?
Wait, ask me that last part of the question again about jurisdiction.
Like if they married, right? So would them putting in a claim saying, okay, I got abused, but no evidence, using child services and stuff to try to help them out, would that stick if they don't have no evidence? And if they jurisdiction give the stick?
No, because remember, you can always do an affidavit of rebuttal and rebut that shit.
True. Now, what would be the best move if they locked you up to deal with that? Because he locked
up
now. They just down like 2 days. I said, what would be the best method in moving to dispute that?
If he's locked up now.
He's locked up now. Yeah, he locked up now. Okay,
well,
I was thinking about.
He need to get out first, and then he's going to have to get that discovery and rebut that discovery.
Because the way Jersey works, Jersey's mad foul, man. They violate the Constitution saying that you ain't allowed to get bail. You got to sit for 4 days, and that serves as bail or some shit like that. Crazy-ass law. So they won't give them no bail, so I'm like, all right, should I just do a habeas to get them out and then go from there? Would that be the best
route? Yeah,
you're
going to need to get them out. You need to holler at me in the private so we can discuss this issue a little bit more in depth. But you got to get him out first, and then you can work on the actual case. Can't do much while he's sitting up in there.
I feel you. And then one last thing, I'm out. Did you check that readout? I know you responded back to me about those two books I sent you.
Yeah, that was interesting.
About the mulattoes
It was real interesting.
I know
exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Both of them books were.
I was like, 1914?
I bookmarked them. I need to. Say it again.
Damn. Yeah, I was saying 1914, they broke down everybody per race. Like, they had everybody categorized in that book. The PhD professor, like, every race, Chinese, mulatto mixed with 2% black. They had all the names. It was crazy. So I just wanted to shoot that to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can make some game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was
but that's
tough.
All, Joey, man.
I appreciate you putting that out there. Okay, guys. I appreciate you calling.
Peace to y'all, man. Much love in hindsight, you, man.
You too, bro. You too. Peace.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to 470-955.
No, this is my
470-995.
What's going on, Joy?
Got it.
You hear me?
Yep.
What's going on? I had a question about property with the warranty deed.
Okay.
As far as the warranty deed, what does that warranty deed do for you when you secure it, when you get it authenticated?
When you get it authenticated?
Yeah, I was hearing like on the old show about like acquiring the warranty deed and then also getting authenticated and attaching the affidavit of ownership to it.
Yeah, because that's the deed. It basically guarantees that you got a clear title, right, on the property.
Okay.
So,
I got a question.
Essentially, but you also need to quiet the title, though. You still got to do that.
Because I got a question because, like, one of my friends, his father passed away, but we kind of still paying the mortgage right now, and he never picked up the warranty deed. And we kind of confused on what we should do because we don't know exactly what the contract
said. You should attempt to discharge it.
So we discharge, but when we discharge it, we just use his information to discharge even though he passed away?
Yeah, I mean, who's the house to now? It's still in his name?
It's still in his name. We haven't transferred none of the paperwork over yet.
You need to transfer
and
it over.
And it's third-party debt collector who's collecting the payments right now.
Oh boy, yeah. You need to hit me in private too, so I can give you the steps. But you can either go after the third party, or you can send them a check. It's your choice. But the mortgage backed securities, man. I keep telling y'all that's some hard shit to fight. Mortgages is tough to fight, boy.
Yeah, I understood that. Yeah, this OC Bay, by the way. Man,
everybody needs to look the word mortgage up. Again,
I'm saying this OC Bay, by the way. I was at two of the Atlanta seminars and I was out there in Arizona with y'all building.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's what's up. Peace to the God,
peace, man, peace.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's
all the seminar we just had.
What's up?
Yeah, we just had a seminar yesterday out here.
Yeah, I know, man. I ain't have enough money to make it. I'm back in Atlanta right now, but I gotta get my bread up, so I'm gonna definitely catch y'all out of town though on one of these next ones.
Okay, no doubt. Look forward to seeing you, bro.
Yeah, I ain't been to Arizona.
Yeah, definitely holler at me, man, in the private, bro. I'll give you the steps on how to go.
All right,
about, bro.
I'm definitely going to grab that consultation and holler.
Okay. All right.
All right, peace, man. You can move on to the next call. Appreciate you.
All right, peace to the God. All right, let's go to 414-331.
How you doing, Joey?
Good. How you doing?
Hello? I'm good. I have a question.
What's going on?
I authenticated the birth certificate right on the state and federal level, and I got the EIN webinar, and I applied for my EIN, and I got my EIN number. But I got the notice back, and it's saying that I needed to file form 1041, all the way going back 25 years. Now, do I have to file those forms?
No, you don't have to.
No? So the IRS won't, like, get at me?
No, because, first of all, it's not you that we're talking about. It's in the state.
Okay. Got you. Even though it was tied to my Social Security number, though, no?
Yeah, I know that. But the estate hasn't generated any income or revenue.
Yeah, but you don't have to report that? You don't have to report that?
No, disregard it. You're going to ask the same question. I'm going to tell you the same answer about 6-7 different times.
Okay. Yeah, I got one more question, if you don't mind. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. With credit card debt, can you discharge credit card debt with, like, writing an instrument?
Yes, you can.
Cool. But you don't want to zero it out.
The way. It depends on how you want to do it. If you do a court of satisfaction, it will zero it out. If you discharge it, it won't zero it out.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Right, awesome. So you could do it for like, you could send them a discharge for like, you know, 6-8 months or whatever. Depending on how many months you want to pay it up. Then do it like that.
Okay.
I don't really, to be honest with you, I don't really like talking about 1041s like that on the air. So if you want more info on that, you need to call me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, no doubt. Peace to God.
Peace.
All right, let's go to 731-343. Peace.
Peace to the gods.
Saturday.
What's going on with you, Joy?
Shit, man, I can't call it. You got the best hand.
Ah, man, I wouldn't say I lit, but we getting there though.
No doubt.
With the new information, you know, we've been studying, you know what I'm saying, Hi-Fi University and whatnot. Was it anything that you would tweak as far as, I guess I would say business, well, I guess as far as this, like, as far as the state, like, once you do your name change, you know, when you get your estate number, you know, they ask you who's the executor, right? Now, the only suggestion I've heard is when we get to do the name change and all that, like when we complete that process, it would probably be best to change that executor to our national name. And what do you feel about that?
Changing the executor to your national name?
Yeah, like...
Of the estate?
Yeah, because, you know, when you
there's
get the state number
that.
In the mail.
Nothing wrong with that. Enough.
Right, right.
But that's really what it's supposed to be anyway, technically.
Right, you know. Like, I got my state number before I was trying to get my ABCs out the way, you know, and I've had my state number since probably the beginning of the year. So I was going to go get the proper identification, and I was supposed to be getting with Jonah in private about, you know, some private ID and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was
mm-hmm.
thinking, okay, I'm going to go change that back. And so, you know, I was just wondering, like, this, is there anything, since you came into the information, you said, okay, let me go back and do this like that now? Like,
well, there's always things that I've tweaked, man. Like, we had to tweak the affidavit of ownership for the birth certificate because they wasn't taking that. You know, the right way, you know, you had to tweak how you get Dunn's number. So there's always shit that you tweak. That's just the nature of this information. If you come across better information. Then you,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you come across new or better information, then yeah, you got the right to be able to change your mind, you know?
So, right.
Jonas says, that's it. So.
Fuck that nigga Jonah.
Yeah.
Jonah Bay. Jonah Ali.
Yeah, he hanging out back there in the background.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Jonah, man. Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, man. So.
Yeah, man. I'm rocking with Jonah Ali myself.
Jonah Ali.
Yeah, I'm rocking with Jonah Ali myself. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy. Well, look,
Jonah,
man, I'm going to have to get this. Oh, man, come on, man. They're going to try to put him on the list, man. You call him that.
Clown ass.
Yeah.
Fuck that nigga, Jonah.
Just so y'all know, that's Jonah talking shit about himself, y'all.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's how I would run it, though, man.
Right. Because I'm getting the ABCs out the way.
The new information, man. You get new information, man. But I mean, in terms of tweaking shit, though, but this shit, nah, man. We right on point with where we need to be right now, for
right
real.
On point, man.
You know,
right.
Especially with the nationality stuff, man. You know,
nationality key to all that shit, man.
You know,
we got so many fucking documents.
Yeah, bro. You got any more questions, though, bro?
Not necessarily. Oh yeah, I did just have a random though.
Uh-huh.
You know, I remember an old throwback show when you said the police was trying to mess with your pops, that you had to pop your pops on the injunction. Did you do a personal injunction for him, or did you just add him to your injunction?
No, it was just included. License plate was just included in my injunction.
Oh, okay. So it really wasn't about the person. It was just about the property you put it into your injunction.
I mean, not like
yep. That's it.
Okay. All right, man. Yeah, that's about it. I'm going to be tell Jonah I'm going to be getting with him because I'm trying to make sure that my injunction coincides with my private ID. Because don't they, like, work together?
Okay. It all
okay.
works together.
It
all
right,
works
right,
together.
Right, right,
right. If you in Texas, you can holler at me. I was the first one to do the Texas injunction. So if you got issues with that, you can holler at me.
Yeah, I'm in Tennessee. I'm close to you, but I'll be
Tennessee.
Getting
okay.
I know your injunction bulletproof because they don't want to touch you. So I just want to make sure everything is going with that because I'm gonna have my national name on my private ID. So that's what I was gonna use in the injunction as well. You know, I just want to cross. You know, I'm just crossing T's and dotting I's.
No doubt, that's what you're supposed to do.
All right, well, y'all be safe. Y'all be safe out there, man. Peace to the guys.
How about God? How about peace?
Peace.
All right, let's go to 718-662. So, excuse me, 682. All right, let's go to 646-8446.
Hello. Hello.
Keith.
All
right. Yeah. All right, listen.
Man, that's tough. I'm not sure what's going on with your phone, man. You got to get that fixed if I'm going to bring you in, bro. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. High Side Radio.
Now greetings to the world. Gangster no live in a tenement yard, no. Hood boy no live in a tenement yard. Too much watch you too much so. Them chatty.
Fuck all this pretty Sean Carter shit, nigga, ho. Sean was on that gospel shit. I was on the total fucking opposite shit. Step $1 million in a sock throw. That's a war chest in case you need your chest knocked off. Y'all be talking crazy under the IG pictures. But when you get the hell, you tell them Blanco sent you. I can't take no threats, I got a set of twins. Those were just the words you never hear again. For the final time, you don't believe these fools. I never seen a worker rock so many jewels. I never seen a runner with so many cars. Y'all couldn't stop me, you're not as tough as you say you are. My advice is just don't be too nice to niggas. Just set the price so niggas and live your life, my nigga. Once upon a time in the projects, Sean was in flight mode, I bought a Pyrex. I was in fight mode, oh now it's fuck me, mijo. I was moving them kilos, help you move your peoples. Sometimes you need your ego, gotta remind these fools who they effing with, but we got effing too. Before we had A&Rs, we had AR too. We the only ones really moving like y'all say y'all do. We still moving like y'all niggas say y'all did. Emery passed you niggas and he did a bit. Tata jumped over niggas, he like 5'6". Got the heart of a giant, don't you ever forget. Don't you never forget, Jigga got this shit poppin'. I pulled out the pot when we was out of options.
Gangsta no live in a tenement yard. Hood boy no live in a tenement yard. Too much watch you. Them so. Too much chatty.
Fuck all this pretty Sean Carter shit, nigga, ho. Put that drum in your ear, don't get smirked. I'm Bobby Shmurda, anybody you heard of. Niggas could not be further. I father your style, birth of a nation, that Turner style. Y'all make me turn up all this talking down. Niggas are skipping leg day just to run their mouth. I be skipping leg day, I still run the world. I press the head of your team with one finger curl. I line you all up with one finger wave. Make niggas weed, niggas is out here fake. Lace front to the back, don't front. Y'all gon' make me wig, I'ma give y'all what y'all want.
Youngsta no live in a tenement yard. Dreadlocks no live in a tenement yard. Too much watchy, and them so. Too much chatty, and them so.
Pretty sure
I'm calling
shit, nigga.
Dancing is my ambition. I come to nice up the whole nation. What a bum bum, yeah. Lord, I miss a what a bum bum. Do it, Jet. Can't you see it's my ambition? I come to nice up the whole nation. What a bum bum, what a bum bum. I don't give a goddamn, I don't give a goddamn. Sure. When me come a dance, I'm a slip on Guinness. Your crowd of people go and mind your business. This a hunting season. Make I tell you hunting season. Well, I tell you something season. Yo, this a hunting season. Cake and dumpling season. Spinners and dumpling season. Don't play by the king, love star line, I bring it up. Five to the one, fan, call the banking, tap ranking. Keep it skanking, ooh-wee. Hear me now.
All right, peace to the guys. We back. Go back to the car lines. Go to 731-343. Peace to the gods.
Joe, you already got me, bro.
Okay,
it's, Travis and Till. Hey, I do got a question, though, just to run at you. I can't never get, I think I'm putting it in right. Maybe you need to send me a link through the messenger and stuff, but I still can't get to the natural's urge.
How you spell it?
I'm wrong. I'm putting naturals with an S and then herbs with an S, I believe, because I thought that's how you said put it, right?
Yeah, naturalsherbs.com.
Oh, eight. You know how I was spelling herbs, bro. I was spelling herbs, E-R-B-S. Okay, bet. I'm finna go to it now, man. Peace.
Yeah, H-E-R-B-S, no doubt. All right, peace to the gods.
Peace.
All right, man, let's go to the next call.
646-844. What's got you hear me?
Yeah, you know, can hear you, man. What's going on? You back?
Yeah, I'm back. Down from Brownsville, you took a bite of the apple. You know what I'm saying? Keep the doctors away. But check this out. What I'm trying to say, yo, you got to get with something tonight. You got to get all the listeners something tonight. That, you know, you got to get with something that we ain't got to pay for.
I give you something every week that you ain't got to pay for. What you mean? That's why I be on the air. I got 4 years.
Yeah.
I got 4 years worth of information that you can go get that you ain't got to pay for.
Okay, well, I'm going to look at that on the PDF or something. Or just
a Blog Talk Radio, man. You can download our podcast in the archives.
All right,
I literally have a
back.
Radio show for every weekend for the last 4 or 5 years, bro.
What time you going off Eastern Standard Time? What time you going off Eastern Standard Time?
Do 7 o'clock. Do y'all, that's right. Do y'all know it costs us money to be on the air every year, man? Me, Jonah, and I
yo,
nah. Pay to be on the radio to teach y'all for free.
I don't put a Jonah Bay out there. I don't put Akeem out there, and I'm going to put you out there. That Joey Brown shit don't work.
What, nigga?
I don't say that Jonah Bay shit don't work. I don't say that Akeem shit don't work. Now I'm putting you out there. That Joey Brown shit don't work. What the deal that down for Brownsville? That Joey Brown shit don't work.
You funny, man.
Yo, take the next caller. You got your goddamn time right. I'm over here. I'm in Brownsville. It's 8:33. Take the next caller.
I know what it is.
All right.
I know it is, man. I know it is. Hey, real talk. Every week, though, man, we coming with the info, man. It's a short show tonight, man. All
right, definitely.
Hey, all right,
y'all.
All right.
Peace.
you know, for new people who never heard, he's, you know, that's a thing we got going. You know, we say that shit don't work, you know, because we know that the shit works, you know. So we appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for the humor tonight, right? All right. Anybody else want to talk? Because if not, we about to get up out of here, man. I think that's the show. Next week, we're going to try to see if we can get our set on. Hey, look, we about to get off the air. So that's Peace to the Gods. Anybody else? Oh, we got one more. All right, we'll take another call. 313-740. What up?
Trinity, peace to the God, Joey Bout.
Sup, Septimius?
What up, bro?
Great show, man. Just want to say,
this is one of the, you know, this is just an easy show. You know, we didn't have no lessons. We didn't go in and nothing for real. We just opened up the lines tonight.
Right, just letting the people talk. You know what I'm saying? Still good info.
Yeah, we just let y'all flow.
Great positive feedback always, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you already know.
No doubt, man. But like I say, man, I'm ready. That end game is so scandalous, bro.
Oh, man, ain't it?
Man, that end game is so scandalous, man. Right now I'm reading the Rights of Protection little document, right?
Right.
That 1880 Madrid thing, man, like Convention of Madrid.
Uh-huh.
That, but that boy, man, that sounds cold, man. That ain't nothing but pure energy, dog.
Coming right at you.
Man, that's that deal, bro. And like, y'all need to get in the seminars, man. That's real talk.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, you got to come out to the one, you know, we're doing longer ones. You know, we got 2-3 days that we're doing, so.
Okay,
York's a 3-day one. We got more time. You know, when we got more time, we can go over more stuff.
Right,
when we only do one day, we limited, you know.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
We don't get to go into none of the other stuff, you know, the CPN, the credit, the health. We don't get to go into none of the other stuff. So, that's why we're trying to spread it out, man, do a couple more days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, but like I say, man, it was great pleasure
but that's
meeting
a tough document.
You know what I'm saying? And, man, y'all did a hell of a job when y'all came to Michigan. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That was a good seminar, too.
Ooh, wait, boy. Like I say, man.
Yeah, we're working on the Kansas City seminar, man. We're going to try to get that in November, so y'all look out for that. That'll be next month. Working on all the details now to get everything in place.
That's what's up, man. Okay. That's what's up. New people going to be listening to the show, too, man. I'm out here talking to people about the knowledge without a college. You know what I'm saying, Brody?
No doubt. Well, that's what this is, man.
No doubt, man.
That's what this is.
Peace and pure energy of the joint.
All right, man. Pure energy, God.
Peace.
I got Jonah back here in the background talking shit.
To the God, Jonah, hey. Pure energy, man.
No doubt. He'll hear you in a second. All right, well, peace to the God, Septimius.
All right, bro. Holler back at you.
All right, peace. All right, peace.
Peace.
All right, y'all, that's the show. I'm up out of here. We'll holler at y'all next week. I appreciate everybody coming in. Make sure y'all holler at me, makemorecommerce.com. Also, I got some nationality packets going out this week. So if you got a package, you on my radar, I got you. You can always shoot me a message. If you got a question, what else? NatReserves.com. Make sure that y'all sign up for the seminar we got coming up in New York. Look out for the Kansas City seminar, all right? That's what's up. Peace to the gods. Man, you niggas with y'all questions. Yeah, I'm up out of here. I got to answer y'all question. All right, let's go. One more. Here we go. I know it. 904-450.
Yo, peace, man. What's going on? I'm surprised you got me.
Man, you know I was going to get off the air. Why are you waiting, man?
I didn't mean to do that, man. I didn't mean to do that. What happened was you mentioned about that nationality thing, and that kind of caught my ear there. Yeah, man, I'm on the road, man. Be going in and out. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah,
listen, that nationality packet that you put together for whoever, can that be filed, like, down there in your county where you stay at? Or
yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah, that's where it's supposed to be filed, in the county where you was born.
Okay, bet. I'm going to go on and cop that next week or so. I'm going to go on and cop that from you.
That's cool. Holler at me, and I'll send you the email, everything I need from you.
Okay. All right. That's all right. Bet. That's all I had, brother. I ain't going to hold you up.
Nah, you all right, God. You all right. I appreciate you. Be safe on that road, man.
Yo, I appreciate you, man.
All right, peace to the God.
Yo, peace.
All right, that's what's up. We up out of here. All right, peace to the God. We out of here, y'all. I appreciate everybody. Y'all know I was trying to get out of here. I ain't mad at the brother, though. We ain't mad. We out of here. Take y'all out of here with some protect yourself, all right? Peace.
Back to originality. Now, I see that it's different up here. Inhale. Exhale. As never-ending electromagnetic energy directs from the source, you now must decide what your role in the community is. You can join us, or you can allow the parasites inside of you to decompose your vessel. What's the matter? It's their exchange. Babylon will devour all it can before it self-destructs.
And I'm feeling like I gotta get away. Get away, get away. And I know that I know that I won't ever stay. No name in vain, because this name is my name too. And whenever we go out, people always shout, because they recognize confusion. Paralyzed and start this life. From your roots, shooting at the soles of your feet, shooting stars, stagnating, souls on their reach to salvation, hatred for a nation, name contemplation. Camping concentration, darkened class and holocaust, normalized illusions, fraudulent libations. See they pour one time, two time, three with they right, hide home if they left, riding stones in they vest, white bones at your chest, homegrown at his best. So you know you gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. You gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Better protect yourself.
Take me to the moon. On my enemy's face, they doom. Fuck you too. If you try to penetrate my crew, shout out B-Trails and rap school. Fuck round. Get smoke. If you mess with me, you mess with God. I mean it and I quote. G-A and Yame, I only feel Jah. Made in her image, so I'm a Linnaeus for that rod. Now clap, clap, clap for original man. My God is black, aboriginal man. Now bounce. Bounce something. You say you
better check yourself before you wreck yourself. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Damn.
Better protect yourself.
recognize, don't be reckless. Medusa, medulla, how maneuverly you headless. And I be laying hexes and shit you wasn't expecting. Slipping to your thoughts, know your heart, know your essence. A nigga mind done a lot, time's hot. Ticket tripping, what's the time zone? I system go, ship ascending. We just mobbing mangled foes. Angels pose, what a picture we define by design. Read the line in the script.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. You gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself. You better check.